Welcome back to the third and final episode of the Transportation Technology Podcast three-part series, Making the World a Better Place, brought to you by LatestSail.com. Previously, we highlighted the role of technology, but today we will keep our focus on the role of investors in green transportation.
It's no surprise that the top automobile companies such as Toyota, Honda and General Motors are making efforts to ensure their vehicles are greener, given the current climatic conditions of the world. But as these companies have been around for a while, we investigate which startups are creating green transportation solutions from the start.
Well, the good news is that there are many startups from all across the globe that are investing in greener transportation.
Most notably, Outrider, a Colorado-based US company that produces self-driving electric yard trucks with next to zero emissions. And then there is River Simple, a leading innovator of hydrogen fuel cell technology. Their car's tailpipe emission consists of only water and vapor, making them much more efficient than any electric car.
Wow. Now that is innovative. So are these cars out yet?
Well, they are, but rather than selling the cars with upfront payments, River Simple has adopted a subscription model whereby they lease out cars, taking monthly payments, so this gives ownership to the manufacturer. But they are still working on newer inventions and heavily relying on crowdfunding to finance their business operations.
That's quite interesting. But what about other investments?
Well, the European Commission has launched a €3.2 billion investment plan to improve sustainability in the Western Balkans, and a huge chunk of this funding will go toward making transportation more sustainable.
Great. Speaking of which, do you believe government investments would play a much larger role in adopting green transportation rather than private investments?
I would say it is a two-way street. First, these automobile companies need to present green solutions for which they definitely need funding. As for the government and the role of government, yes, it is very important. The government can work on improving the transportation infrastructure and making it more affordable to ensure the public use public transportation rather than leaning towards private cars. Plus, the government can also play a role in offering incentives that encourage the purchase of greener vehicles, such as tax cuts and discounts that we spoke of in the previous episodes as well.
So, both private and government investments are important, but the responsibilities lie more on the government's shoulders.
Yes, if you look at Europe alone, almost 70% of emissions come from transport. But to reduce this percentage, the governments of France, Norway and Luxembourg took a step forward and offered incentives such as waiving off import tax on electric vehicles, offering free public transport, etc., which helped in reducing overall emission levels considerably.
And on that note, it's a wrap. This was another insightful session on transportation technology. Stay connected and don't miss out on other enlightening technology podcast episodes from Your Voices Amplified by LatestSail.com. Next time, we get to grips with riveting breakthrough news from one of the coolest technology segments you have all been waiting for, tech entertainment.